Job chapter 15. Exhausting someone in an argument is not the same as convincing them. These chapters include the second round of talks between Job and his friends. Eliphaz considered Job's words to be hollow and bombastic speech. He began by accusing Job of complaining by attacking God with his grievances. He accuses Job of wickedness in his heart and of not having exhibited godly fear or righteous prayer. But his prayer was undermining the fear of the Lord. Eliphaz employs one of the oldest strategies in debate. If you can't win with the discussion, attack your opponent. Believing that Job's last statements revealed his internal corruption, Eliphaz once again accused his so-called friend. The language is becoming more and more aggressive. None of this will bring light to the discussion or healing to ailing Job. Arguing you can, at best, win your opponent's mind, but not his heart. Sometimes, silence is the best way to win an argument. Oh, if they had the counsel of Apostle Paul. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you, and do not make God's Holy Spirit sad. A kind answer soothes angry feelings.